how you set up relationships from the beginning is really, really critical to your success. You'll hear us say oftentimes at the legacy companies that when you alter the relationship, you alter the results that are possible from that relationship. So the purpose of the approach is to actually have a systematic way for how you can actually go about doing that. And in this section, we'll actually present to you that model and the steps. We'll go into the scripts and all the details that you need to be super, super successful at delivering the most powerful approach. So let me share with you a little bit about our meeting plan, and then we'll actually talk you through each of the steps so that you actually have it step by step. The first part of this is the approach talk meeting plan. Yeah, in fact, we actually call it a meeting plan. You're planners. You spend all your time planning, you plan for clients, you plan for yourself, so why not plan for a meeting just like everything else? The other side of it is agendas are loaded. The word agenda is a loaded term. So we stay away from that and we focus on plans because you're planners and we focus on the meeting plan. So the meeting plan that I'm going to share with you here today basically has four key components. I'm going to walk you through those and give you this framework, and then we're going to go into each and every one of these areas in great detail. An effective meeting plan starts off with present talk. And we'll talk about how we actually bring the prospect or your existing client present to focus on what we're here to discuss and the time we're going to spend together. The second part of it is it's got appreciation and an opportunity to share your bridge talk, okay? Appreciation in the fact that, you know, we get to spend this time together, right? And not the fact that we're so thankful for us to spend this time with you. We're creating a level playing field. In your bridge talk, as you've learned, every opportunity, every meeting to share who you help and the problems that you solve. The third component of it is what we call the right fit. And that is a discussion to determine whether you're a right fit for us, we're a right fit for you, and if in fact we can move forward together and actually do some successful work together. And then the final and fourth part of the meeting plan is what we call you, me, and decisions. That's an opportunity for the prospect or client to tell you about themselves, their situation, what's going on, for you to then talk about you and your team and your process and approach in the me section, and then finally, to leave some time for the decisions, to talk about where do we go from here if we are to engage? What are the next steps? Clear expectations. So that's the framework for a successful approach meeting plan. In the next segments, we'll break down each and every one of those components in more detail with the scripts, the language, and what you need to be successful. Thank you.